Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. The acting chief executive of Wexford County Council, Eddie Taff, who broke the news this morning to us.
Alan, as you and your listeners would know, Wexford will be hosting the FLA in 2024, but we'd also submitted a bid to hold it in 2025. And Colts Cultory Éireann announced on Saturday evening that our bid had been successful. So we've been confirmed as the host of the FLA for a second year in 2025 in August. So obviously we're delighted. It's great news. It's great for the town. It's great for the local economy. And we look forward to hosting it, as I say, in 2025 again.
Now, the sheer scale of this, Eddie, and the fact that we've managed to get it for a second year in a row, even before we've done the first one, does that mean that the template we set out has obviously wooed the organisers?
Oh, yes, and I think we've obviously done a huge amount of work, planning work for 2024, and we'll be announcing those plans. For example, the event management plan and the events later this month, hopefully, and there'll be further announcements between now and the FLA. But yes, obviously we put in a strong bid for 2024. The Colts had recognised, the amount of work that we'd done, the particular aspects that we would be bringing to the FLA and Wexford, like, for example, highlighting local traditional Irish music and culture. And they recognise that. And we put a lot of event management. And I suppose the other point that's very important to recognise is that the Wexford County Council had voted to, I suppose, underwrite the FLA, both in terms of the organisation but also the financial management associated with it, because there is a significant amount of financial resources required to manage an event of this size. It's probably the largest musical and cultural festival nearly in Europe at this stage. We are talking about over, somewhere between 500,000 and 600,000 visitors over the space of a week into the town. So we're delighted to have it. It means that a lot of the event management that we do for this year, we can be repeated again for the second year, which makes it, more efficient for us to run it and get the benefit of a huge amount of organisational work over 2 years rather than just one.
But the sheer scale of it, directly outside where we are at the moment, is going to be the hub of all of this, isn't it? The Quay Front in Wexford is going to be one of the hubs of it.
Absolutely, the Quay Front will be central to where the visitors will be coming to the town. So we'll have the gig rig on the Quay Front. We will have food and entertainment. We'll have FLA merchandising. We hope to also have a small fun fair down at the southern end of the Quay, and obviously we'll have events all on throughout the town, but the main hub, as you say, will be on our Quay Front. So it's going to be fantastic. Summer's evenings, traditional music on the gig rig, people come down, have a bite to eat, have something to drink, wander around the town and experience, different events on throughout the town, and there'll be something for everybody over the space of the week.
Now, the last time you were here, Eddie, we had a discussion about the space. Has there been any further development on that? I don't want to dampen what is a really positive day today, but people will expect you to be asked about that.
Well, as I said the last time I was on, TG Cahir will have a major event on there for the week. That's what we will be their broadcasting hub. We'll be starting work shortly on tidying up that space, on surfacing it and getting it ready for public access. So that's realistically between now and the FLA, that's what will happen there.
And would your long term plan, Eddie, be to put a state of the art theatre in there, or has there been any further discussion on this?
Absolutely, that's still our long term plan. We're still looking at options as to what we can do with the finances that are available to us, but as I say, between now and the FLA, it's earmarked for TG Cahir to broadcast from there, so it will be in full use during the FLA.
So let's look at this year's FLA then. It kicks off when does the whole thing kick off?
It kicks off on the Sunday of the August bank holiday weekend, so that's Sunday August 4th, and it runs to the following Sunday on the 11th. So we will have a full range of activity all those days throughout the town. Obviously, the core of the FLA, shall we say, is the All Ireland competitions, and they run from the Thursday the 8th to Sunday the 11th.
This is also a big day for you. It's your first day chairing the council meeting.
It's a great privilege to be interim chief executive of Wexford County Council. I've worked in the local authority for over 20 years now. I have a great team. We have great colleagues up there. We have great councillors. So it is great to be able to serve in that capacity and to serve the people of Wexford as interim chief executive. That's on the agenda today. I think we're expecting a delegation from the IFA to discuss issues. We have our three-year capital programme. Just for example, one item on the agenda, the three-year capital programme, that will detail over €1 billion in public investment in the infrastructure in the county over the next number of years. So that will be discussed at the council meeting. But we have a whole range of other areas. We have some housing part eights or public consultations to put before the members, hopefully for adoption today. So we have a whole range of items on a very busy council agenda this afternoon.
Now that's Abby Taff, the newly installed acting chief executive of Wexford County Council. Of course, Councillor John Fleming will be chairing the meeting, but this will be the first occasion for Eddie to be there in his role as acting chief executive. So the good news is Wexford is to get the FLA not 1 year but 2 years in a row. I'm joined by the vice chair of the FLA committee itself. That's Barbara Walsh. Good morning to you, Barbara.
How are you, Alan?
Lovely to talk to you, Barbara. Just bring you a little bit closer to that microphone if you don't mind, please. And also I'm joined by the PRO, Councillor George Lawler. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Alan.
So I come to you first off, Barbara. As this news broke on Saturday, it caught us all in the hop. No one expected it, and all of a sudden our social media went ballistic because you put up a message that the PR put up a message that you'd got the FLA for 2 years in a row.
I know, thrilled. It was announced on Saturday in the Kiltorlin in Monkstown, and we were all there, and sure, look, it's absolutely amazing news. We're thrilled.
And what does it mean?
So I suppose what it means is we know going forward that this is a 2 year plan that we're involved in, and the project, that was always our wish. So to have been given that now in March, it means we can plan as well at the same time for next year. So
yeah, and how are we in terms of this year's one? Let's get this one across the line.
That's
first. But I mean, you're gonna learn so much from this year, aren't you?
It's absolutely amazing. You know what is going on. There's so many. It's like a little army, a big army now at this stage between Coltis and the County Council, and everyone, all the stakeholders are all working together. There's so many plans, so many exciting things. I know Eddie has said there that about everything that's going to be on the quay. I suppose from someone who's at the FLAs, it'll be my 40th FLA. You don't realise what it is until you're there.
Yeah.
And so many people, and the local people will just get such a buzz that they'll be so looking forward then to the next year.
My memory of the first FLA announcement was Paddy with the big flag, the Wexford flag. My goodness, it was like Kelly the Boy from Killan as he strolled forward with it. Was it a similar situation the other day, or were we more reserved now because we managed to get it for the second year in a row?
Well, we had to go up on Thursday last to make our presentation bid again in Kiltorlin amongst the what's known as the Boon Quiste of the Ard Comhairle of Kiltorlin here. We had to once again present, not just we had to touch on 24, but we had to talk about our plans for in a bid for 25. Belfast, yet again, we're looking to host the FLA in 25. And thankfully, Wexford, we had our ducks in a row, we had our plans made, we had all our bid presentation ready to ensure that we got it for the second year in a row. And it's a terrific achievement, not just for the FLA Executive Committee, but for everybody, the County Council, but for the commercial sector within Wexford who have thrown their shoulder behind the wheel in terms of supporting the FLA financially, and that that obviously impressed the people who had the votes. And the vote was taken on Saturday by delegates from all over Ireland, from America and the UK, they fully endorsed Wexford once again.
As I said to Eddie, directly from where we are, I can't wait till it starts because I love traditional music, and I just can't wait to see what's going to it's going to be like, because I say it's going to be magic.
For those involved in it, I suppose we'll be running around and probably not be able to enjoy it as much as we would like to, given the scale of it and what has to be done in terms of organisation. But certainly for the general public, I think it will be a wonderful festival of Irish traditional music and culture. The biggest event of its kind, really, in Europe, in the context of the numbers that come to it, in excess of 500,000 people.
What does it mean financially to them?
They say each year is about €60 million.
€60 million
euro plus. I mean, all our hotels are booked out, and indeed right across the county obviously it's proving difficult to get accommodation. We'll be putting an accommodation call out at the end of this week, where we will officially be asking people, if you have a home, if you have a house available or a spare bed available and you'd like to bring people into your home for the FLA, we'll be putting that call out on our website and obviously advertising on our social media, etc., and in the general media this weekend.
I want to get back to you because you made a call only last weekend for volunteers, which is so crucial. But Barbara, just to talk about the actual scale of this, and I mean, right around County Wexford, we are blessed with so much talented musicians, young and old, mature, you name it, from all walks of life. What does it mean musically and, you know, from the performance aspect of it?
It's huge. You know, Wexford would be one of the most rich heritage-wise counties in Ireland, and even across the border to my own county in Wicklow, Carlow, Waterford, Kilkenny, but as an area, you know, we're full of all different types of instruments and different ages, and look, it's just amazing.
It's just amazing. I still have to start the old dancing, but...
Well, we're going to hold it to that now. We have a
bit of
spot reserved
at the moment
for you.
Yeah.
So, look, it's great for everyone. We have so many different projects, and there's so many things from happening from up and around to include everybody, and that's the main thing. It's to include everybody and to make sure that somebody, everyone has a little job to do. You know, whether they're going to play a tune whistle or whether they're going to play a set of villain pipes or dance or
bit
sing.
Of Shannos dancing.
Bit of Shannos. We're actually doing loads of Shannos dancing, and we have our Wexford Half Set project, which we will do on the quay one of the days. Loads of different schools all over Wexford are doing that since last September and reviving the Wexford Half Set, for an example.
Well, good luck to all involved in it. But now, George, before we conclude, you want to call out the call for volunteers.
Yeah, we last Friday we officially put out our call for volunteers on our website, flacule.ie. But certainly, if we could hammer home the point again here this morning, that from the 4th to the 11th of August this year, 2024, we'll be looking for volunteers to assist us in making sure that over 500,000 visitors are catered for in Wexford. You know, we'll be looking for volunteers to act as street stewards, assist at the competitions. We'll have an environmental and a sustainability committee, and we're looking for members for that. We're looking for people to be FLA ambassadors, people to volunteer at concerts, social media support, and indeed photography support. There's a volunteer core of photographers that go around and take photographs during the FLA, and then they're sort of managed by our professionals.
Where did they apply?
They can apply to become a volunteer on our website, www.flacule.ie, and you can.
What's the response so far? Is it good?
Response has been excellent, and even up to this, people were looking to know how they could become a volunteer, and this is the official portal to do that. And there will be coordinated, and there will be training beforehand. And we'll need in excess of 1,000 volunteers to run this mammoth event, and we've no doubt that Wexford people and indeed beyond will step up to the plate.
Well, the big word is Cogarlicus. So Cogarlicus to all of you involved. Barbara, we leave as vice chair the final word to you on this for the moment.
It's just as well just to say that we are launching, we will be in the next couple of days, and we're starting this week with our schools program for the Guinness World Record for the most amount of tin whistles playing, and we're going to try and break that record during the FLA.
How many are you looking for?
Well, it was set in Skolakla in Achill Island in 2010, and that was 1,040.
Right.
So we're trying to get about 2,000. So we're putting teachers into schools, primary schools in Wexford, so that's ready to go.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.